This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. American regulators are meeting Thursday to assess the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for emergency approval. This comes one day after the country logged one of its worst ever daily COVID-19 death tolls, with more than 3,000 people lost to the pandemic. It's not confirmed when the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will issue the emergency authorization for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, but Health Secretary Alex Azar indicated that officials have early next week in mind. The United States is the worst hit nation in the world, with more than 15 million known infections and close to 290,000 deaths. A group of activists and celebrities have signed an open letter to Nigeria's president demanding that he hold accountable security personnel accused of shooting anti-police brutality protesters. The letter, published in the New York Times on Thursday to mark International Human Rights Day, comes nearly 2 months after what witnesses and Amnesty International say was a fatal clash in Lagos between peaceful protesters and military police. The military and police deny shooting protesters. NASA has formally introduced 18 astronauts who will take part in the U.S. Space Agency's new manned lunar program. Nine men and nine women are the first group of astronauts assigned to the Artemis program. The first Artemis mission, now scheduled for next year, will be an unmanned test flight of NASA's powerful new space launch system and its Deep Space Orion capsule, which is designed to transport humans to the moon and Mars. If NASA achieves its goal of landing the first Artemis crew on the moon in 2024, it will be the first manned lunar mission since the end of the legendary Apollo program in 1972.